Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s. The Racine County Executive Committee, along with the Health and Human Development Panel, recommends the County Board sell the Ridgewood Care Center to Illinois-based Villa Healthcare for $10.5 million, with agreement provisions that include $1.5 million in capital improvements over 2 years, plus holding on to the nursing care facility no less than 5 years, but a desired minimum of 10. Following an hour-long closed joint meeting of the committee, Supervisor Janet Bernberg indicated now is the right time to sell the facility.
The market is good right now. We don't know what the parameters are going to be for nursing homes in the future. And there are so many other things, mandates in this community, mental health. I mean, for youth, there are so many things we can do, or that we have to do, for one thing. And secondly, the people aren't going to be abandoned.
First reading of the sale resolution goes before the Racine County Board November 29th, with a final vote scheduled for December 20th. The Racine Common Council, without discussion, approved all the necessary language for creating a homeless veterans housing complex in the 1600 block of Yount Street, including language to allow similar future projects. The only comments came from the public. Navy Club Ship 40 Commander Steve Tyndall of Kenosha said Veterans Outreach has been doing an amazing job.
We have an excellent model for addressing homelessness for anyone, regardless of background, race, creed, color, gender, anything. This is a model that can be used to improve any homeless environment. And I think that if for no other reason, you should approve it for that.
The Racine Council unanimously approved everything connected to what's known as the Tiny House Project, to be named the James A. Peterson Veterans Village. Based on the slamming door as they left, a group of local business owners was not happy when the Kenosha City Council, meeting as Committee of the Whole to debate the proposed 2017 budget last night, failed to reduce an increase in the city's amusement device license fee from $30 to $60. During the public hearing, Sam Dentis, who owns Sam's Amusement, said he was taken aback by the increase. Mayor John Antaramian said the original increase to $100 per machine was designed to cover the city's cost of administering the licenses.
There was an argument that I think was a legitimate one, which was one of the reasons I was willing to modify the proposal, and that is that in the cases of pool tables and those type of things, they don't generate that large amounts of money, and then therefore, in fairness, it seemed to me to make sense to reduce it. The cost could have been $100. That is what our cost is for this whole system.
No one offered an amendment to change the fee after being told the budget would need to be cut somewhere else to keep it in balance. As the budget currently stands, it includes a small decrease in the mill rate. The final figure won't be available until aid figures from the state are known. The council meets this evening at 5 o'clock to take a final vote on the budget. Tonight at 7 o'clock in the cafeteria of the Yorkville Elementary School, there's a public meeting on a possible referendum to exceed state-imposed revenue limits. District Administrator Dave Alexander cites declining enrollment and state revenue caps for impacting the budget to the point they have no other options. The dollar amount on a referendum still has to be calculated, which is likely to be one of the first questions at tonight's meeting. The Racine man accused of shooting three people during an altercation at the Bray Center in March is facing additional charges. 20-year-old Zerrell Strong was charged today with attempting to intimidate a witness in contempt of court. According to court documents, a letter written by Strong was intercepted by the staff at the Racine County Jail. The letter allegedly asks a witness to the shooting to convince another witness to change her story and tell police she made a mistake. Strong is facing three counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety in connection with the Bray Center shooting, which happened during a large birthday party. He was ordered by Judge Eugene Gasarkevich not to have contact with anyone involved in the case. Strong is scheduled to go on trial in that case in January. Milwaukee will be hosting the 2017 USA Gymnastics Championship next summer. The event will be held at the BMO Harris Bradley Center from June 27th to July 2nd. The championship will feature more than 1,800 of the nation's best gymnasts. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.